In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, Senior Vice President for the Asia Pacific Joel Haggard discusses U.S. beef exports to Taiwan, which gained momentum in recent weeks but now face an obstacle in the form of restaurant lockdowns.
In Taiwan, which was the first to close its international borders in response to COVID on the last day of 2019, a small leak linked to pilots caused a major breakout among the unvaccinated population, which resulted in closures of most of the economy since mid-May. This includes many of our U.S. beef restaurant customers, and you're now forced to do takeaway business only. Cases are now rapidly falling due to the tough social distancing rules, and the government has said it would relax dining rules, but many local governments have announced they will keep the restrictions on until late July. Taiwan was the star market performer for U.S. beef during the pandemic last year, purchasing a record volume of product. But shipments got off to a slow start this year. Taiwan buyers were a bit caught off guard by the aggressive beef buying by China, and Taiwan and Chinese buyers buy the same mix of cuts. But we finally saw a large rebound in U.S. beef exports in May, as demand for U.S. beef has remained robust. And of course, Australia continues to be challenged by low supply availability and historically high prices. The COVID outbreak has caused a rapid shift in purchasing behavior, just as it did in the U.S. last year. Restaurants are trying to hold on with takeaway orders, box meals, specials, and in some cases, even sales of raw and cooked meat. On the other hand, retail sales have surged. The U.S. exports a relatively high proportion of chilled beef for the retail trade in Taiwan, and sales took off right after the first social distancing restrictions were put in place. So currently, Taiwan retailers are scrambling to secure chilled supplies. So overall, despite the restaurant closures, the outlook for U.S. beef demand during the second half of the year is optimistic. The epidemic curve is dropping fast, the pace of vaccinations is accelerating, and there should be a rush back to restaurants when they reopen.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.